Representative Deb Shaughnessy represents Charlotte, and she's on the other end of our line. Deb, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. You're going to be part of a small business roundtable to be held by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce out in Delta Township, and the Lieutenant Governor is going to be there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this opportunity, Tony. One of my top priorities is to reach out to my constituents to listen to their ideas and their concerns. You know, I host coffee hours all over Eaton County, and I meet with folks on an individual basis. But this is an opportunity to sit down with the business people, those who provide jobs, create jobs. And, of course, that is our number one priority, is to make sure that Michigan is competitive for job creation. So the Lieutenant Governor graciously agreed to meet with these folks. We want to know what else we can do. We certainly have made great strides in Michigan, and the numbers are showing that, but we want to know what more we can do, and we also want to hear their feedback about what we've done and how it is impacting them. We want to hear some good news from them, and we fully expect to hear that on Monday.
Business owners in the area that you represent, what are their biggest concerns?
I think, as always, their biggest concern when I was going on the campaign trail almost 2 years ago was the Michigan business tax, the MBT, and eliminating that was a major victory for us, and that is for small job providers. It was a double tax, so they're very pleased with that, but again, there's red tape. Of course, there's talk about the personal property tax as well. So I'll be also meeting with local government officials later on that day with the Lieutenant Governor to talk to them about the PPT. So, you know, I'm always wanting to gather input from everybody who's impacted, you know, by our policy decisions.
This business roundtable is scheduled for Monday from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the Auto Owners Moulton Building. You can find out more information by going where, Representative?
The Lansing Chamber has a website. You could go to talk to Kristen Belzer at the Chamber or Jason Green at the Chamber, and I'll give you Jason's number. That is 517-487-6340, and that's Jason Green. He's the Government Relations Manager at the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. So we're very excited about that.
Right down the road from Auto Owners, there was a lot of construction last summer on Saginaw, and there were a lot of businesses that either went out of business or lost a lot of money. Just give us your perspective on that.
You know, it's very difficult during those times. When I was mayor of Charlotte, we had similar challenges. Infrastructure is so critical to our businesses. So I know my husband is an MDOT employee, and I know the MDOT worked very hard to accommodate the business owners. I was at the McDonald's there, and they've gotten through it. It is very tough when you go through projects like that, but if you're looking at the long term, we really do need to invest in infrastructure, and I know that Saginaw Highway, I'm on it all the time. It's vastly improved, and we're hoping that the policy decisions we've made are going to, hopefully, if there are businesses that left, they'll be able to come back and grow even stronger.
With no disrespect to you, MDOT dropped the ball, because not only was it a nightmare traveling through there, I know I was one of millions of people who attempted to get through there, and I should requalify that and say thousands of people. But we talked to business owners who shut down or who lost. We talked with the management of several businesses out there who lost up to a quarter of their revenues from that time of the season. So there's got to be a better way to fix our infrastructure, to upgrade it, and still allow businesses to stay in business and to make a profit.
Absolutely, and I believe that if I would encourage business owners to in the area, they need to, they can get hold of our office, they should get hold of MDOT so that they can look at ways to improve their public service, you know, to the motoring public. So absolutely, there are always ways to improve, And we would be happy to hear from folks. And our phone number is 517-373-0853.
We're talking with State Representative Deb Shaughnessy, who's also involved in another amendment that would seek out new ways to expand public space for farmers markets. Agriculture is huge as an industry here in the state, the number two industry, and it appears you're looking for ways to try and help farmers sell their goods and services.
That's exactly right, Tony. It is our second leading industry. Sometimes it could be debated whether it's first, because we don't know that it is. It's all, you know, documented what our farmers and our agriculture does for us. And Pure Michigan is all about these homegrown Michigan products. So anything that I can do to advance agriculture in Michigan and to encourage people to buy Pure Michigan products, we're going to do that.
All right, now, it seems like this wouldn't be that big a deal. Who doesn't want a farmer's market in their town? Why are we having such a hard time expanding public spaces for those?
Well, my amendment dealt with is we have to deal with the federal government regulations. So this is really working in concert with them on public spaces. It's for rest areas, that type of thing. So that's why we're doing that. And there are other things we're doing. I have other legislation regarding farmers markets and having signs that show people where those markets are. So we're working very hard to boost up our agriculture.
I just want to get your take on a couple of more issues. There are several bills in the House of Representatives and in the Senate in regards to taxation and how cities, townships would receive funding. A lot of folks are concerned that if it's taken from one area, they're not going to get it back. What's your take on that?
Well, I come from local government, Tony. As you know, I was the mayor of Charlotte, so I'm very protective of that. And again, that's why I'm having another roundtable discussion. After we get done with the business folks, I'm going to be meeting with local government officials at the Delta Township Hall with the lieutenant governor to talk about just that, the personal property tax. Now, the good news is in our budget, revenue sharing for our cities and villages did increase 2% this year. And I know it still is tough because property values are going down. So we still have a lot of work to do. And the PPP proposal is just that. It's a proposal being worked on by many, and the lieutenant governor has been very involved in that. So I expect to learn a lot on Monday at both of the roundtables that I'm going to be involved in. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you support the casino project for Lansing?
You know, I admire the spirit of the mayor to revitalize Lansing, but I respectfully have to disagree with the way I don't believe that expanding more casinos is a long-term solution. And I think this issue will probably be in the courts for a few years.
What is your take on the bridge from Detroit to Windsor? Do you support that?
I think that people need to do their homework, and I think it's unfortunate when we have commercials that I frankly don't know where this information comes from. It's really shocking, and I don't know where all the money's coming from to pay for these commercials. But I think interstate commerce, our commerce with Canada is so critical. So we certainly need to look at it. Again, infrastructure is very important to our economic growth. So I held a town hall meeting on that subject. I had both sides there. This was last year. And I'm out to get the facts. And I hope that the general public will also do their homework and get the facts.
We recently saw information where the temporary emergency financial manager in Pontiac said he doesn't think the system is going to work. What's your take on emergency financial managers and help for cities and entities that need the state's help?
Well, I serve on the local government committee, and that was one of the first bills we took up for me as a brand new legislator. And coming from local government, again, what we did, the financial emergency manager law had been there for years. It was instituted under Governor Blanchard, and a lot of people don't realize that. what we did was we put in a lot of proactive measures to help school districts and cities to not get in the position of needing an emergency manager or going into bankruptcy, because believe me, you could have a judge from another state come in and do whatever they wanted if you got to that point of bankruptcy. So it is critical that we help our local governments and school districts, because it hurts Michigan's credit rating also when we have communities and school districts going into bankruptcy. So I think there's been a lot of political rhetoric, but I applaud the governor. He's been working tirelessly in his team to help communities and school districts. We've got some asking for emergency managers, so I think that we did a lot of proactive things with that. It just, you know, in politics, you always get a lot of rhetoric.
And we've been talking with State Representative Deb Shaughnessy. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Great to talk to you.